Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red. Bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled
latest about your favorite teams, the biggest games, and all the best players? Then check out the hottest new sports show on radio, The Sports Authority, Case and Glove.
On the second Tuesday of every month, tune in at 2 p.m. right here on the Georgia Radio Reading Service and hear what's going on in the world of sports and much, much more.
It's sports talk with a twist, like Crown and Coke with a lie, right here on GOG.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome to WAMR Radio, Atlanta Knicks Radio. I'm your co-host, Mario Coleman, and tonight we'll be having a roundtable discussion with our co-host, Patricia Hunt, Jackie Nickens, and also Robin Fulton. And what they'll be talking about will be some of the services that the Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Agency provides. So with that being said, I'd like to bring in our co-host. Are you there, Miss Patricia Hunt?
Yes, I am, Mario. It's great to be with you, man.
Thank you. Miss Jackie Nickens, are you there?
I'm here, Mario. How are you all this evening?
We're doing great. We're doing great. I'd like to just kind of give a slight overview of what's going on here. We'll be doing a series of shows actually from tonight up until December 26th. And it'll be an outreach organization working to achieve more equitable, vibrant, and resilient communities. We strive to strengthen the awareness for disabled veterans, people with autism, mm-hmm. PTSD, and businesses that work with disabled Georgians. WMAR efforts are to affect and sustain positive change. Subscribe today at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. And our call-in number tonight, if you would like to participate into the conversation, is area code 516-387-1251. And with that being said, Ms. Hunt, you have the floor.
All right, Mario, it's great to be with you. And we're going to be talking about finding work for people with disabilities. As Mario mentioned, this is a radio community outreach project that's going to be going on for the next 6 weeks. That's 4 months from now, the 29th of August, until December 25th. And we'll be right here at 9 o'clock every Monday night until then. So if you want to learn more about how to get work for disabled people, please join us. And, it's going to be an outreach program, and we're going to be fundraising. We're going to be raising awareness. We're going to be telling people how they can make happen for them in their lives. So if you know of anyone who is disabled, if you know of a family with disabled people in them, make sure you tune in and learn some of the things, some of the information that we have for you. We have a great expert on tap for tonight, and her name is Robin Folsom. Robin is with the Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Agency. Welcome, Robin.
Ms. Patricia Hunt, hi, and I don't know about an expert, but I thank you so much for the introduction and for the honor of being here tonight and being able to have a conversation with all of you. I do want to recognize our executive director with our agency. That's Mr. Greg Schmieg, and my boss is our chief external affairs officer. That is Kevin Harris. And we're just so happy to be able to participate in this conversation, and thank you for the opportunity as well.
And tell me this, Robin, what is your mission with the Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Agency? What exactly is your mission? Now,
thank
I know
you're
geared toward finding work for disabled people, but I want you to put it in your words. Tell us what it is that you all do.
You know, Patricia, we're a state agency, a Georgia state agency that serves Georgians, our peers, with all kinds of disabilities. And so our mission is to help people connect to meaningful careers that are rewarding. And we do it through 5 service streams at our offices around the state. We have more than 40 locations that people can come to. And through Roosevelt Warm Springs, which of course has a very rich historical legacy, Cave
yes.
Springs Center, Georgia Industries for the Blind, let me make sure I get them all in, and the Business Enterprise Program and Disability Adjudication Services. So, you know, to put it just in simple terms, we help Georgians connect to what they really want to do professionally and achieve maximum independence, because people get so much out of finding a rewarding career and out of connecting to what they most want to do and providing for themselves and for their families. And so we're just helping our peers make their career dreams a reality. In a nutshell, Patricia.
Yes. You said something quite profound to me this afternoon when we talked. You said, no, I'll let you tell me, but you said you believe everyone should be able to work. Expound on that for me, Robin.
And I wish I could claim credit for that. That is actually one of our, that's actually one of our agency values. It's our agency belief statement, really. We believe that everyone can work. And a career looks like different things for different people. But, you know, isn't that true of everyone? What everyone wants to do, their hopes and dreams and goals and ambitions varies based on what their individual talents and skill sets and what they want to do are. And that's just the same for an individual with a disability. And so we believe that everyone, regardless of disability or ability, and that's what we focus on, a person's ability, when they come into our offices or to one of our locations, we believe that every individual is able to work. And we focus on the ability, and we go from there and help put the resources in place. And what's so true about that is not only do we want every staff member of the agency to embrace that, and look at the individual who's coming to us and asking us to help them connect to their future goals and plans. So our staff are going to embrace that value. We want the employer to embrace that belief. And also the individual, because self-confidence when you're out there on the job market and you're building that rewarding career is so vital to the person who's presenting themselves before an employer and marketing themselves. And believing that you can work, believing you can go out there and get that goal and sell yourself as a successful as a successful potential employee wherever you go and you're out there on the job interview. That's a vital piece as well.
And Robin, you believe people can do these things even if they have a disability. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many benefits to an employer who hires an individual who comes in and, you know, maybe they have a disability, whatever that may be. Maybe something visible. An individual may use a wheelchair or maybe they're blind, deaf, or maybe it's something you can't see. There are so many people who have disabilities that you can't see. But when you accept people's differences and you embrace that and embrace how valuable people's differences are, what you're doing is you're building a richer community because everyone brings something different to the table based on their life experiences. And with those differences come such value and wisdom and such richness. And whatever the differences, cultural or based on ability, may be, embracing them makes us all wiser and wealthier and richer as a whole.
Ask you, Robin, you talked about the benefits of having disabled people work in your company. Tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it's interesting. There are about 1.2 million Georgians with a disability, and that includes all kinds. Like I said, those are physical, cognitive, developmental, and sensory. Around, I think the statistic, Patricia, is 630,000 are around working age. So, you know, you're talking about
working age. What is working age?
18 through 65, so right up until an individual may choose to retire or not. So you're talking about your neighbor, your friend, your relative, the super capable, brilliant person next in the office next to you. And so when a person comes to that interview, they have a disability. You may know it, you may not. A lot of the time, research has shown that people with disabilities tend to stay on the job longer, tend to have a higher level of employer loyalty. And that's something that a lot of folks have done research on. And there are also, I mean, if you're going to talk about it from an academic credits that are out there for employers who hire individuals with disabilities, the Work Opportunity Tax Credit is one that come to mind, and there are a whole host of others at the federal level. Many times, I think what may be a bit of an assumption and an inaccurate one is if you hire someone who has a disability, that what you call an accommodation may be expensive to make. And that's an assumption, but it's just entirely inaccurate, because you may be talking about, say, an employee has rheumatoid arthritis and they may need an ergonomic keyboard, and that's $50 and you're done. Mm-hmm. And that's it, and the accommodation is as easy as that. Or if, for example, an employer puts in a ramp, well, there's a barrier removal tax credit, that's a tax write-off, you're done, and that may be all an employee ever needs.
But you're encouraging companies to make these accommodations for the disabled. Is that correct?
They are so easy, Patricia, and so worthwhile.
Uh-huh.
So worthwhile for an employee who's going to be loyal to you and a high performer. And it's not just that. You're talking about folks within our workforce who come to us at GVRA who have high levels of education and are skilled performers and have the support of our agency where they need it. And of course, every person's an individual, so the support level varies. Maybe they just need us to help with a little bit of training and then they're ready to go. Maybe it's some accommodations through school as they're achieving technical school or a bachelor's or professional school or something else. But you know, the benefits are there and they're proven and demonstrated.
Uh-huh. Robin, is there any particular disability that you service, or do you service all disabilities?
That is a fantastic question. Our clients are just across the range. It's anyone with a permanent disability. And you know, there's a that you can always see what disability looks like, and that's just not the case. While
yeah.
some of our clients use wheelchairs, and I do, or they're blind or they're deaf. Others may have an autism spectrum disorder or live with mental illness or a cognitive disability. And our certified rehabilitation counselors, which are found in all of our local offices, are trained professionals who serve people with various disabilities. And, you know, recently I was in a business meeting and I shared with someone the number that I just mentioned to you, that there are 1.2 million Georgians living with disabilities. And this gentleman was very surprised, to no fault of his own. That number surprises a lot of people. And I said, you know, there's bipolar. There are things like muscular sclerosis that on a good day you might not be able to see at all. And often on social media, you'll hear people give accounts of they have an invisible disability that affects them more on some days than on others, and they'll park in the accessible parking space and get looks from people. But on a bad day, they'll need assistive technology to help get
yeah.
around and so forth. And just you never know from day to day. And so I told this gentleman, I guarantee you, you've got friends, neighbors, and probably a person you've sat next to at work, a top performer who excels professionally, and they've got a disability you might not have been aware of. So a large part of, I think your first question to me was, what is your mission? And one of them, in addition to connecting people to careers, is helping people put aside assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about your service. What exactly do you do to help disabled people get work?
Robin, excuse me, ladies. We're at the bottom of our 15-minute segment. Now, we're going to go ahead on and just break for a few commercials, but we're going to come back, and we want you to pick right back up on that subject, okay?
No trouble,
right.
Mari.
Thank you.
Okay.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
All right, are we back? Welcome back to WMAR Radio, Atlanta Mix Radio. We're currently in a roundtable discussion
so
with Patricia Hunt.
Five tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's 12 bucks, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at Autism. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back to WMR Radio, Atlanta Mix Radio. At the break, we had Patricia Hunt and Robin Folsom in a roundtable discussion about the services that, I'm sorry, my notes fell out of my pocket, that that her organization provides. So let's go ahead on and pick up on that conversation.
All right, Maria. You are about to tell me about the services that you all provide people with disabilities.
Yeah, Patricia, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm so sorry. I think you were asking me about the services we provide at GVRA?
Yes.
Okay. Now the connection's a little bit better. Repeat your question, if you would, please.
Yes. I'm curious about the services that you provide for people with disabilities. How exactly can you help them?
So I'm going to start with what happens at the local offices. When someone comes to a local office and they're wondering what GVRA can do for them, initially they can connect with us online and find out what office is closest to them. We're not in every county, but we're in driving distance of most people in Georgia, and they can connect with us through a phone number or through our website, and I gave you that information, and you can decide when you would like for us to share that. But
we can share that.
They...
We can share that right now, Robin. Why don't we do that?
Yes.
The phone number is 844 4 GVRA. And the numbers there are 844-367-4872. But now if you lose the number, just think 844-4-GVRA. That's 4 Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Agency. And that's how you get in touch with the agency to learn where one of the 40 different sites, local offices, GVRA offices there are around the state. That's a lot of offices within the state, Robin.
It is. And when you call that number, you're going to get one of the constituent services or customer relations representatives who sit right outside my office. And they're there very early in the morning, starting around 7:30, and they have a lot of information, more than just where the offices are located. They know a lot about client services and what you can expect from GVRA and how we handle customer service. So they're a great resource to clients. Now, we have a website as well. And that website is Able Georgia. That's all one word. AbleGeorgia.ga.gov. That's AbleGeorgia.ga.gov. G-O-V.
All right. I would like to give the lettering for that. Able, A-B-L-E, Georgia, G-E-O-R-G-I-A, .ga.gov. And we'll give that to you again in the program as well. Now, Robin, tell us, what information can we get from that website?
So if you go to the website, you can learn more about the services available at all of our locations in a local office where a client would meet all of the professional staff, and that includes counselors, counselor assistants, how you would come to an office and begin the process of receiving services. You complete your application, come to understand what is available, complete your assessment, and talk to a counselor about what your career goals are, what is available to help you meet those career goals, develop an individualized employment plan, because GVRA is all about the individual and not just developing an employment plan or a career goal that's out of the box, but
mm-hmm.
looking at what's right for you. So
yes.
You'll get information.
So you help people dream a bit to try to figure out exactly what direction to go in. Is that right?
Sure, of course, because, you know, we have great relationships with many employers in the state, but sometimes we might have a client that comes to us and says, hey, you know, I have been a musician all my life, and I was playing at local venues, and I put a CD out, but then I had an accident. I'm still talented. I can still sing. I can still play guitar. But I don't know where to go from here, and I have medical bills I would like to plug back in. So that person's career path is going to be different than someone who is looking for a job that is already available at a local employer. So maybe for that individual, one of our counselors is going to listen and help them learn what kind of equipment they need to have to get them around to venues where they're going
what
to be playing their concert.
To occur. Is that right?
Right, exactly. So a career plan is different for every person because every person is different.
Yes, every person has his own unique needs. Is that correct?
Yes. Well said. So when you go to our website, you learn more about the local offices, and you learn about Warm Springs, which is one of the most impressive places that I've seen in my life. I am very much a history.
Warm Springs. I understand it's an independent living facility, isn't it?
It is, but it's more than that. I am very much a history buff. I love presidential history, and had an interest in President Franklin Roosevelt from the time I was a small child. So coming to work for GVRA was just a delight. To be that close to desks where President Roosevelt sat and portraits and pictures from his time there. He was, of course, the first executive director and sought relief from polio symptoms at the springs at Roosevelt Warm Springs. It is a little more than an hour from Atlanta. The place is in its ninth decade as a comprehensive rehabilitation center, and it's a facility that's dedicated to service and technological advancement, research opportunities, continuing education, and future development on behalf of the people we serve. And it's just a very much a point of pride for us, not just for its efforts on behalf of independent living, which we do that, but one of the things we're very proud of are some of the technical training programs. Students can come there and go through certification programs to learn things like graphic design and forklift, warehousing, and 3D printing. And the 3D printing is one of the coolest things that I've seen there. I have seen from the 3D printers, the students produce a working wrench. I don't know what the technology is behind that, but the young people there absolutely get it.
So it sounds to me, Robin, that you're saying the Warm Springs facility is actually a living facility, but a training facility as well.
Very much so. The students do come away with independent living skills and things like driver's education, but very much so technical certifications that are valuable and help them become ready to work. And Patricia, I'll share with you one of the most impressive things that I found at Warm Springs. A couple of months ago, maybe not even that, I went to the first graduation I have seen on their sites. Technology. We become, I think, so wrapped up in being able to communicate by text, by Twitter, 140 characters or less, by email. But they are committed to teaching the students at Warm Springs self-advocacy. At the graduation, the students were given an opportunity to give a speech, if they so choose, say a few words as they cross the stage, which is, you don't see that at a conventional high school graduation, often too many students. And most of the students opted to do so and were so full of emotion and pride in their accomplishments and communicated more eloquently than the average 35-year-old professional. And I remarked on that to the campus manager at Warm Springs, and she said, self-advocacy is a large part of what we want to instill in the people who come across our clients. And what a valuable skill to get someone to go forward into their professional life.
Yes. Yes. Robin, we're going to talk more about this, but I wonder, Mario, if this wouldn't be a good time for us to break for commercial. Is that all right?
Sure. We'll be coming. We'll be back shortly after we pause for station identification and a couple breaks. You're listening to WMAR, Atlanta Mix Radio. Welcome back to Atlanta Mix Radio. We're having a roundtable discussion with Jackie Nickens, and at this moment, I'm sorry, we're going to go into our questions with Ms. Robin Folsom and Jackie Nickens. Jackie Nickens, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. You have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mario. Good evening, Ms. Folsom. How are you?
I am great. Thank you.
I've been enjoying the conversation that you've been having. And I just wanted to
appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for the forum to share a little bit about our opportunity to serve people across the state of Georgia. It's a pleasure to talk to you all tonight.
And I wanted to put my 2 cent in or get 50 cent out, should I say. I wanted to ask you with regard to, as you know from our conversation earlier, I have a heart for individuals with disabilities myself. And
yes.
I was wondering, a lot of individuals who want to work are concerned about losing their benefits. Are there any supports provided by or referred to from GVRA to help them to manage their SSI or SSDI and Medicaid and things of that nature so that they don't lose benefits if they go to work?
Yes, there are, and we have programs under our umbrella for that. I encourage anyone who has that concern and that apprehension, which that's very real. Individuals who have disabilities and have very real concerns about their financial welfare and their family's financial welfare are navigating the same kind of concerns as everyone. You will want to contact us via the phone number we gave out earlier and talk to individuals at local offices. We have a program established where there are professionals who help navigate those hurdles and help them retain what they need to retain and just kind of keep those concerns in check. Like I said, that's one of the most frequent client questions we get. When someone wants to fill their day and complete their career goals and dreams, but the benefits and the medical aspect and so forth just may be pressing.
And that is a wonderful thing because, as you said, it's a very real concern. Many individuals with disabilities have, you know, medical needs that need to be met and they're concerned about that. So it's wonderful to hear that GVRA can do referrals and point people in the right direction. My next question is regarding, I know you mentioned, say, a musician, for instance. I know that some individuals working with who want to return to work, some of them are interested in entrepreneurship. Is that something that GVRA can assist with as well?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. You know, one of the programs we have that I find most interesting and that we're very proud of at the agency is, and this is just an example of it, this isn't the only opportunity out there, but the Business Enterprise Program has 38 sites across the state. And it's an example of more things that are to come. And the Business Enterprise Program provides opportunities for qualified entrepreneurs who are blind. Many successful businessmen and women have accessed the support of the Business Enterprise Program, and they've launched food service and vending operations all over the state. And the sites include both vending machines at a whole bunch of Georgia's very busy welcome centers to a lot of the cafeterias at huge military bases in the state. And when you think about how much foot traffic a military base is going to get as a primary nutrition source for servicemen and women and their families. So what this is that an individual who qualifies, who is legally blind, would become involved with us, and they would qualify, and they would go through training, and they would receive a location where they would become a vendor. One that I can think of is the Welcome Center or the rest stop above the I-75-475 split, and most Georgians have passed by there. And they've got vending machines, snack machines, ice cream machine is newly installed. And anytime you get a snack or a soda or a water, they have tea now there, you're contributing to a business entrepreneurship venture from a BEP program client. And there are some new things that we're doing, not just for individuals who are blind, but for people who are looking not necessarily for a job, what we call it is a job off the shelf or a job that's readily available, but they're looking to strike out on their own and they just have a head for business and kind of want to venture out. But BEP is a very good example of how to do that. And at the moment, we're modeling some things in the private sector too that is not that are not on government sites. And a lot of those projects that are just very exciting to me are under the umbrella of our business development unit. Business development is headed up by our chief business development officer. His name is Robert Nibbs, and he has a lot of good folks working for him who are not only building strong connections with business and industry, but looking for different chances for customized employment for individuals who have great ideas for starting up their own ventures.
I am very excited to hear about that because I travel to South Georgia quite often, and that rest area you mentioned, I've actually bought stuff at the vending machine on my way down. So I'm happy to hear about that. And,
it is a lifesaver, and I am very happy to see the ice cream myself. So.
Yes,
it's a temptation in this hot Georgia weather.
Yes, at this time of year especially. I had a question. You did mention customized employment.
Yes.
I know that also one of the benefits of working with Georgia Vocational Rehab is that you guys don't have to specialize in everything. You do contract with providers, don't you, who provide some services?
Absolutely, yes. And we have relationships with excellent providers, both large and small, around the state, who, you know, we can connect with and just kind of need to build relationships. And some of those relationships are for training or for job placement and supplement the services that we have to help our clients build on opportunities and connect. And whether that relationship is for the sake of training or job placement, we're very thankful to be able to network out. It's all about building relationships and being part of a larger community and relying on further expertise.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. I know that I have probably taken up enough of your time at this point, and I want to turn it over to Mario to see what it is he may have in store for you as well.
Well, I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much again for the opportunity.
Hello, Robin.
I've enjoyed speaking with you as well.
Okay. Hello, Robin. This is Mario. How are you doing?
I'm great, Mario. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. As you know, I'm a veteran, so my concern was as far as what kind of programs or services did you have for veterans?
First of all, thank you very much for your service. And second, we at GVRA appreciate our veterans very much. Within our business development unit, that is under Chief Business Development Officer Robert Nibbs as well, we have a group called Team 26, and that group is small but mighty. Their whole purpose is outreach and service to those who have served, and they participate in a number of activities, including stand-downs, building relationships with Veterans Affairs, outreach to community groups that serve veterans, and job fairs targeting servicemen and women as they transition back into communities after they return home and helping them make relationships. There are many businesses around the state with whom we have excellent relationships. And as I heard Robert Nibbs say recently, when he was talking to a reporter, we have never had a connection with a business where they weren't more than happy to help us integrate and welcome returning servicemen and women back into the workforce and to help us make opportunities for them and connect them to positions that were open and available.
Great. So you are associated with veteran walk-in organizations like Operation Stand Down?
That's right, and there's some activities coming up this fall that Team 26 is involved with. And as a matter of fact, I have the marketing unit within our external affairs unit at GVRA, and the folks with Team 26 are always busy and have a lot of exciting things going on. And recently reached out to me and said, you know, hey Robin, we have a lot of stuff coming up. What kind of information and literature and giveaways can you send us to put in the hands of some of these businesses we work with, just to help educate them and reach out and help us as we make more opportunities. So I was thrilled. They're doing a lot of good things, and We feel, of course, it's the least we can do for those who have served on our behalf.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the last question is, do you have services that accommodate veterans that are suffering from PTSD?
That is such an important issue. And, you know, with so many people who are returning home dealing with PTSD issues, that would be something if someone develops their individualized employment plan with their counselor, that the counselor would be trained to provide and determine what the appropriate services to help the returning veteran and client would be at that time. And, you know, every individual has independent needs, and it may be that someone might need counseling. It may be that an individual may benefit from some different kind of therapy or have access to medication or something like that. And that might be for a limited period of time. That might be longer term. But whatever the support is to help our client be successful in the workforce to obtain their ultimate career goals, that's something the counselor is going to be attuned to and treat the client with the utmost respect and with the goal of their success in the workforce and their smooth transition back from serving our country to serving in the career field they want to be a part of. They're going to work toward that goal as a partner with the client.
Well, thank you, Robin. We really appreciate your time. We're going to go ahead on and let you get off the line now, but we definitely enjoyed the information and your like I said, your time. So thank you.
I can't tell you how much I have enjoyed this. Thank you to you and your colleagues, and it's just been a pleasure tonight, and I appreciate this very much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, next, I think we need to, we're winding down right now. So, but we do have Mr. Nibs on the line. Is that correct? Mr. Nibs? Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, he'll be on next week. I've been looking at my notes incorrectly. So, that being said, what we'd like to do is go ahead on and break for a small commercial break right now, and then we'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, everyone, welcome back to Atlanta Mix Radio. We have the senator on the line now. Ma'am, are you there?
I am. Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening,
hello.
Senator Day.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And how are you?
We're doing good.
Wonderful.
And for those who don't know you, ma'am, could you introduce yourself, please?
I'll introduce her. This is the This is the great Senator Donzella James. Donzella James is a Georgia State Representative, State Senator from the 35th District of Georgia, just reelected to her position this summer. And welcome, and thank you so much for giving us some time. I'm aware of how busy you are and how rigorous your schedule is. So I'm especially grateful that you found the time to join us this evening, Mrs. James.
Oh, it's my honor to be on the line with all of you this evening. I would have been earlier, but we had a Black Lives Matter conference in Douglas County, and I was invited to be on the panel. So we're just finishing up, and I'm glad that you have not ended the show so that I could say hello to everyone.
Exactly. We appreciate that. You have
Thank
a special
you.
Interest in the plight of the disabled. Is that correct?
Yes, I have a very special interest and a personal stake in all of this, in that I have a grandson that is 6 years old who is autistic, but even worse than more so than that, and he's wonderful. He's a happy baby, and I just want him to be self-sufficient for the rest of his life, and God willing, you know, be able to function as normally as possible in the world. But more than that, I have a stepsister that when she was 18 years old, and now she's in her late 40s, but when she was 18 and a freshman at Georgia State College, and she had been valedictorian when she graduated from high school, she was brilliant, and she had some kind of problem when she was that first year in the library, and she just kind of disappeared, left her purse and everything. So we think that she must have had some kind of nervous breakdown. And when we didn't know what happened to her and found her 2 days later, she was in the hospital. And they had put her in a mental hospital. They said she had a nervous breakdown. They gave her shock treatment. And she never, ever came back to herself, even though she's still healthy, other than the problems with the electric shock treatment that was apparently too strong for her. Her brain, probably unnecessary too. I'm trying to ban it in Georgia because I think that it's ridiculous that even in this day and age that they still use an electric shock treatment.
So
I do have a stake. I have a stake in it, and my husband ended up becoming ill and lost a leg, and so then I learned how to not just be a caretaker, but to make sure that we helped all people who were handicapped, who had some kind of handicap and or disability. And so, yes, I truly have a personal interest in it, but I've always cared about the least among us and everyone, and wanted everyone to be as strong as possible.
Yes, your husband is also a victim of disability, isn't he?
Yes, he's in heaven now, but his last 2 years, he had a leg amputated, and so he had been a runner, ran in the Peachtree Road Race for over 25 years, always winning, medals and trophies and everything for running, for playing tennis and for playing golf, as well as being a businessman at the same time, a great father and husband. But yes, he had all of a sudden he lost his leg, and He had to learn how to walk all over again with prosthetics, and I was happy to take care of him. I hated that that happened to him, but he still tried to do everything, even drive. So he was one of those people. So many of our disabled, all they need is a chance or need some training or a little support. And so that's why I'm so interested in making sure that we work with the state of Georgia Disabilities and with the insurance companies and the, all of the businesses who are putting people to work who have disabilities, and all of the groups who are training those who are disabled to make sure that they can get out and work if they need to, or at least take care of themselves at home as well as they can.
Tell me this. Has any of your relatives benefited from the independent living facility in Warm Springs, Georgia?
No, I have been there to. They did not benefit from that, but I've been there and toured that facility and was very, very happy to know that it existed and that so many people are helped from that Warm Springs area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In fact, several of the people who are legislators went on that same tour with me. And
uh-huh.
So the people who make the laws, we now know what exists, but we also were there to see it, and that's even better because that way we can help be advocates and promote it and to make sure it gets the right funding and all of the those who are disabled can benefit from it who need that help.
Yes, it's an excellent service. It's an excellent service. Training.
Yes,
and
it is.
I want to take this opportunity, Mario, to reiterate the telephone number and the website for people to contact the Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Agency. And if you'll grab your pen or pencil, I will give out that telephone number again. That number is 844-4-DVRA, and the number there is, again, 844-367-4872. In case you lose the number or you forget the number is 844-4-GVRA. The website is staplegeorgia.org. Let me give it again. Georgia. GEORGIA.COV.
Thank you for that, Patricia. And Senator James, we'd like to thank you for supporting us for the next 15 oncoming shows. This is a great privilege, and we think we'll really be able to help your organization get the kind of exposure that it needs, or additional exposure that it needs.
And I want to thank you for what you do and how you serve the people. And it's just a privilege for me to work with you and to make sure that everyone knows that that the agency exists and all the things that you're doing. And you need to be applauded because you go to not only the extra mile, but the 100 miles extra. You know, you do so much for those who really need the help. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're coming actually to the end of the show. So we would definitely, like I said again, like to thank you. And you're always welcome to come back. Our home is your home. So just feel free to call into the show. Kareem will let me know you're in, and we'll bring you in, and we'll continue our conversation.
Wonderful. I will be happy to come back. And hopefully I'll always have some good news, like when the session starts, I hope we can do some things together and we can honor people, because I love to give honor to whom honor is due, especially during that legislative session that starts in January.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will definitely be in there because we want to be proactive and involved in that. So we'd like to thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. And I hope you have found it informative and educational and helpful. So we are here at Atlanta Radio. We'd like to say good night, and we will see you next week. And again, this is the first of our 15-show segment, so definitely tune in. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the...